Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Does God really lack a sense of humor? That question was the lead sentence in an article that crossed my desk. I read the article and got to thinking about it. John Dart, writing for the LA Times, asked some provocative questions, and I began thinking, does God have a sense of humor? First, on the negative side of the ledger, the answer, if you take a concordance and look up the three passages in the Bible where it is said that God laughs, you will discover he laughs at the foolishness of the wicked rather than with the righteous who are having a chuckle over something funny that happened at lunch. Well, are we to conclude then God has no sense of humor? If tradition counts, you would again have to put it on the negative side of the question, because the church has generally followed the attitude of St. John Chrysostom, who lived about the 4th century. He said, "Laughter does not seem to be a sin, but it leads to sin." Thus, Christians have often associated God with black clerical garbs and long faces. That fact was borne out by an incident that took place in England. A huckster was going from door to door, collecting trash and particularly old glass bottles. Knocking on the door of a house where a certain woman lived who was known to be a rather dour Christian, he asked, "Got any old whiskey bottles, lady?" Furrowing her brow, she replied, "Do I look like I would drink whiskey?" "Okay, lady, then vinegar bottles." Well, on the positive side of that question, it's evident that Jesus, in spite of the seriousness of his life and mission, had a sense of humor and smiled at himself. The humor of Jesus is often robed in sarcasm and innuendos that seemingly are lost in translation. Telling the disciples, "Go tell that old fox Herod," must have brought a smile to the faces of the disciples. The Quaker scholar Elton Trueblood, in his book The Humor of Christ, contends that his humor is most clearly shown through the irony and the paradox in his exchanges with people. Though there is no clear reference to any occasion when Jesus actually laughed, I'm confident he did laugh and he could see humor in the ironies of life. One of the reasons that humor has a place in the Christian's frame of reference is that humor is directly related to Christian virtues. If a man's at peace with himself, it's easy to smile or laugh at himself. But when he's uptight and angry with himself and mad at the world, he's more apt to strike out at himself or others rather than to laugh. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "What happiness there is for you who are now hungry, for you who are going to be satisfied. What happiness there is for you who weep, for the time will come when you will laugh with joy." Now, had laughter been contrary to the Christian's personality, Jesus would never have said that. A proud person can't laugh at himself because it just hurts too much. People can laugh at their embarrassing moments after weeks or months, but can they do it at the end of the same day? That requires a certain amount of humility. Well, bottom line, I think you can conclude God does have a sense of humor. Abraham Lincoln believed that, for he used to quip that God had to have a sense of humor to make us all as we are. And looking in the mirror at myself this morning, I had to agree. Yes, I think God does have a sense of humor.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.